Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do you have the final call from that game, Handy Boys, or no? As that game went back and forth. I don't know if you saw it or not.
But yes, did I see it?
So, you know,
nuts?
Mac Jones throws a terrible pick to Diggs. He takes it to his house. Okay, Cowboys are going to win. Bang!
And what happens next?
75-yard bomb over Diggs and the Cowboy safety.
The same target, Kendrick Bourne, who got picked by Diggs on the pick six. 5 minutes in real time later, a rematch.
That's right.
And this time, Kendrick Bourne, let's face it, burned them.
Yeah, burned everybody.
I mean, that's the risk of Trayvon Diggs. Great pick six. He's had more interceptions.
Safety misplayed it too, but yeah, I agree.
But he got burned, dude.
Yeah.
So Diggs has seven interceptions this year. So I think the Jets have zero.
About 2 minutes to go. Now, New England's going to win the game. Cowboys get out of the field position. They make the field goal. Here we go to overtime. New England's got a 4th and 3 from about, I don't know, the 40-yard line or thereabouts, 38-yard line, whatever it is, on their side of the field. And Belichick decides to punt.
Yes. What'd you think of that?
I thought it was very anti-Belichick-like. And I thought for sure he was going for it.
Well, there's a different Belichick. When Bill Belichick has Tom Brady, you go for it at your own 25-yard line against the Indianapolis Colts on national TV. When your quarterback is Mac Jones, who hasn't looked bad by any stretch, but he's not Tom Brady, there's a different thought process.
I was absolutely shocked that he gave the ball back to that offense.
I didn't like it either, by
the way. That offense is potent this year. Yeah. That's as good as any offense in football. And this is what happened.
C.D. Lamb has caught 8 balls for 114 and a touchdown.
Okay, we had a bunch of holding calls, but now you're telling your linemen here, ball's at the 35, do not get extended. Do not get your arms outside of your defender.
Play fake. Boot to the right. Looking down the field, Lamb! 10, 5, victory! Cowboys win! The Ghosts are exorcised!
I don't know about the ghosts
the
being exercised.
Ghosts are exercised.
So if you're a Jet fan, I'm watching that game, even though I don't hate New England the way I used to because no Tom Brady, I'm saying to myself, yeah! Because now if the Jets beat them, second place. Second place. Shades of the Giants a year ago.
I was stunned he didn't go for it, and it's crazy. If you look around the NFL, Brandon Staley, who's overall done a great job for the Chargers, one thing he's done is they always go for it on fourth down. I saw something, and I thought of you when it happened because you've always said, I go for it on every fourth down.
I virtually would. Anything fourth and like six or less, I go for it on every fourth down.
Listen to what Staley does. 4th and 1 from his own 19-yard line.
That's right.
And they went for it.
If I can't get a yard, I shouldn't be playing. I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Of course, the Giants didn't get the yard they needed.
And they shouldn't be playing, Craig.
Exactly.
You're 100% right with what you said.
Because that's a great idea. Have a guy with a concussion dive head first into the line of scrimmage.
It was a good play. It just didn't work. What play would you dial up then?
Oh, that's what I would have done.
What would you dial up?
I would have taken my concussed quarterback and told him to go head first right into the line
of
scrimmage.
He's not concussed. Brilliant. He's been cleared.
And by the way, that's Jason Garrett, I guess.
It's Jason. And I agree with it, but okay. You've been ripping it. Yeah. I disagree with you. Fine. What are you dialing up? Elijah Penny up the middle, Devontae Booker up the middle, play action, boot. Like, what? Give me something.
All I know is I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't do that.
No, that doesn't count. You got to give me something. Give me a play.
I'd sooner have Booker try to go up over the top or swing my speedy quarterback out and get the 1 yard I need.
Oh, yeah. Swing it out.
By the way, he got the yard. He didn't get 2 yards.
you knew what I was going to say.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
The play from last week.
Yeah, he got a yard. Didn't get two.
It didn't work. I would have called it, and I mentioned to you 2 weeks ago, that's what I would have called on the goal line two a week ago.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So the New York Yankees fired Phil Nevin. We all agree as like a sacrificial lamb to Yankee fans.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not you choose to accept it's on you, but we know why they did it.
Yeah.
If the New York Giants announced today that Jason Garrett was fired, would Giant fans say, okay, good first step? Would they accept it as a sacrificial lamb?
Good first step. Good first step. You're not getting the Giant fan off your back and realizing the issues run deeper. But, yeah, I mean, getting rid of Jason Garrett would make the Giant fan say, okay, fine, because he's got the approval rating of like 5% among Giant fans.
I think actually, you know, it'd be a panic move, clearly. But if you wanted to throw the fans a bone, like the Yankees did, doesn't change Yankee fans' feelings on Cashman and Boone, but it threw them a little bone to gnaw on. If they fired Jason Garrett today, they have an off day tomorrow. Wednesday, they're back at practice.
Right.
Would the Giant fans say, okay, at least you did something?
You think Giant fans would complain about firing Jason Garrett?
But would they swallow it the way the Giants would want them to swallow it?
Well, look, it would go
It's unacceptable to us, too. We're going to fix it.
Okay. It would go the exact same way firing Nevin's gone for Yankee fans. Yankee fans are like, yeah, he should go. Now what? It's exactly what Yankee fans did.
Probably right.
And by the way, Jason Garrett, and this is, you can't disagree with this, it's easy. Jason Garrett is much more significant to a football team than a third base coach is to a baseball team.
Like, I'm trying to give you apples to apples.
No, but that's a part of the thinking here.
Because most Giant fans are Yankee fans.
No, I get it, but it's easy to do something that's not relevant. Giving Daniel Jones yet another offensive coordinator to work with, even though it would be someone from the organization, Freddie Kitchens in all likelihood, that's a challenge to a young quarterback. Okay, here's another offense of mine. Here you go.
Yeah,
have fun. It's a much more significant move than just deading, as you called it, some coaches.
Yeah. If you're a Giant fan, you're a Giant fan, Big Mac, real quick. If they threw you the Jason Garrett bone, would you chew on that for a bit or no?
No.
No.
Wouldn't care.
Is there a firing they could make today that would make you say, I believe in where we're going?
No.
Dave Gettleman.
If they fired Gettleman today.
Today? No.
Yeah, no. Okay.
There's nothing that could make me happy today.
Nothing.
No.
You're just going to be miserable and probably for the foreseeable
future. I'm just going to sit here and be miserable.
Will you be miserable until spring training?
Yes.
Or can the Knicks or Nets do something for you?
Oh, no. The Knicks can do something for me.
All right.
Make me a little happy, but, you know.
Wait, I got something. Can I just challenge this real quick? What if out of nowhere, the clear blue sky, the Seahawks trade you Russell Wilson?
That would make me happy.
Oh, there you go. I solved it.
They could do that.
Easy.
Sure.
Just out of nowhere.
Yeah. That'd be
no
good.
One sees it coming. Then he'd be pumped up.
Well, maybe Santa's also going to buy you that 9,000 square foot house that you've always wanted as well, with an in-ground pool with gunite.
Maybe someone will give me $500 and take a tractor off my hands. But
maybe
these things
somebody
just don't
would
seem
do that.
To happen.
A lot of failed promises in your life.
A lot of failed promises.
I tell you what, I'll do the deal, but you still got to deliver it to my house. You get it to me, and I'll give you the money.
I'll discuss. I got to look into how much it costs.
No, okay. I want you to admit what you just did. As you finish your sentence, he stares at me, waiting for me to make an offer.
Yeah,
like you're looking at me what do you got, Evan?
Your offers don't mean anything anymore.
Okay, then why is he looking at me?
Because you're the culprit. You just can't solve the problem.
I promised him the American League wild card game, and by God, I gave him the American League wild card game.
Of all the people in my life, Evan has been the most.
And to thank you, he damn near killed you.
That's a different story.
Yeah. Get in a fight at Fenway Park with Red Sox fans. Like, Evan's going to be able to protect himself.
I can't.
And you got to go out there running your mouth outside of Fenway.
Yeah.
Could have gotten my guy killed.
Yeah.
Just wearing the jersey was enough outside. Yeah.
Here's Mike in the Bronx. Michael, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
So, to start, if I have to listen to one more Joe Judge press conference, this condescending used car salesman who thinks he's the smartest guy in the room, it's sickening. But you know what? I don't blame Joe Judge. And I don't blame Dave Gettleman. This is on John Mara's watch.
Yep.
He has destroyed this team. I mean, Chris Mara is the head of player personnel. Until the Giants hire somebody from outside the organization to become the general manager and have full autonomy on coaching decisions, on the roster. And if that includes moving on from guys like Barkley and Jones, it does, because the new guy has to have the autonomy.
Of course.
Until Mara does that, and I don't think he will, this team could fail for another decade.
What is he going to do, though? Like, if the Giants really have a 3-4-5-win season, we all assume they'll fire Dave Gettleman. We've had that assumption for a while. Would he really promote from within again?
You know what? I almost think he would. Ugh. I mean, there's Abrams there.
I know, but Kevin Abrams, no offense to him, won't go over well. Like, if they made the decision to finally fire Dave Gettleman after 4 years, and their answer to it was, let's promote from within, you use the example of Kevin Abrams, Giant fans would go insane. And you know what? For the first time, John Mara's got to worry about something. He's got to worry about ticket sales. He's got to worry about the fact that that building may be empty if you alienate enough fans.
If you think about what's happened with the Knicks, and I'm not saying they're ready to win the championship this year, but Dolan is finally the hell out of the way, and the Knicks now we have some life as Knicks fans. Mara has to step aside. And you use the example about George Young. That was a great example. The NFL came in.
Right.
But that turned the Giants around. And until that happens, Mara still wants control. I don't even believe Mara. I don't believe Gettleman hired Judge. I think it was Mara.
Well, remember, one of the toughest things for an owner to do is to give up control of the franchise he owns and let other people, you know, run it for you. And the Maras, you know, because of their history, you know, starting back with, you know, Tim Mara going into Wellington Mara, et cetera, have been hands-on people. And like you mentioned, like, no disrespect to Chris Mara, because he's been involved in football literally since the 1970s.
Well,
he's not just like a rich kid who got appointed head of, you know, pro personnel. And I'm not saying he's good or bad at his job, nor am I blaming him for what's going on. But the nepotism there, which we would all do for our kids as well, might be part of the problem.
Look,
I don't know.
And Wellington Mara was the GM, was the de facto GM picking players for years. You probably read that in all those historical books you read about the Giants. He was the guy. And think about how ugly things got in the 70s. It was so ugly. I don't remember it. I wasn't alive. You don't remember it. You're actually too young. But it was bad. It was bad enough where fans are flying airplanes talking about 15 years of bad football, not 5 years of bad football. Which feels like 15 years of bad football. And the change that occurred, no offense to the late Wellington Mara, didn't come from him.
Nope.
It came from the league.
And yeah, the NFL not, said, you're too important to us to
well,
let this continue.
Guess what?
We're putting a good football guy in charge.
But the league's not saving you this time. That's not going to happen. It didn't happen with the Knicks when people used to scream that. They got to do something. Stern's got to do something. So they're going to do anything. James Dolan, to his credit, right now, it appears like he hired the right guy in Leon Rose, who then proceeded to hire the right head coach in Tom Thibodeau. We'll see how it all works out, but in the moment, yeah, 100% looks great.
Yep.
That's got to happen, and I understand the concern from Giant fans of, well, is it going to happen? Because promoting from within ain't going to cut it. I'm sorry. No offense to anyone in that organization.
No.
That can't be the answer.
No, Giant fans don't want to hear it either. Giant fans want some young buck kid who is the hot-to-trot guy. You know, some guy in his 30s or 40s who's got some kind of track record of success, specifically in drafting great players and then pulling off, although there's not a lot of trades in the NFL, you know, just acquiring talent. Well, I'll put it to you that way, right? Those guys exist, much like they do in baseball, much like they do in other sports. The Giants just don't hire them.
Well, you also can't promote from an organization that's failed. You just can't. You can do that when things are going well. That's how Ernie Accorsi got the job. George Young brought him in. He was an assistant for him and then took over the job.
I'm pretty sure that's how Jerry Reese got the job,
too. That's how Jerry Reese got the job, absolutely.
He worked for Ernie.
Right, and by the way, it makes sense in the moment because it's a successful organization. Are the New York Giants a successful organization right now?
No.
They're the worst team in football over the last 4 years, so it can't come from within.
Don't short sell them. It's 5 years of it.
5 years.
Yeah. And the Jets are the worst in the last 10. So we got you beat 2-1. I'll give you.
We have all the bases covered.
By the way, we're on SNY. What's up? Courtesy of Grubhub. Here is Donald and Baldwin. Hey, Donald, what's going on, Cookie?
How you guys doing today?
Great.
Good. I just want to tell you about Nassau County, how they work with high school football.
Oh, yeah, sure. Because that's a solid comparison to the Giants right now, because they have
high
school
coach
running their franchise. I agree.
Oh, I was on hold for 40 minutes. I'm saying I agree
with you. I'm saying for other people that don't understand why we want that call, I'm in total lockstep with you. Go ahead.
How it works in Nassau County, Section 8, is that After 42 points, if you don't have your starters out, the head coach gets suspended for the following game.
Really?
Yeah,
so once you're up by 42, it's call off the dogs.
Then what do you do if you're down by 42? Are you allowed to still play football?
Oh, yeah, you do. I mean, but pretty much most of the coaches will work with each other. You put your second string guys and stuff like that.
I think there's usually, unless there's some kind of hated rival or something like that.
Right, unless you're Belichick against the Jets.
And, Donald, I would say this. In my experience with a lot of coaches in different sports over the last 20 years of my life, 90% of the head coaches do have that respect for one another where they get to a certain point and they do the right thing.
Oh, absolutely. But it also comes to effect where guys that are, winning pretty, even at halftime, you're up 35-0. Usually it's the first set of downs in the second half, and then they pull their guys.
Yep, that's right. That's why there's a big difference between dads coaching and real people coaching.
Right.
Dad's coaching, they run that bitch up like it's nothing.
Right.
Oh, it's 40-0?
Right.
Let's score another 40.
But the whole
because Johnny's got to get a couple touches.
But the context of this is Joe Judge and his team down by a million continuing to play, continuing to throw the football, continuing to use timeouts. When you're down, I don't think there's any rules that are placed upon you.
No, not in comparison to the other team. What? It's your own locker room. There will come a point, I'm not saying it happened yesterday, probably didn't happen, where guys will say, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why am I playing? Why is that guy playing? Most notably, Danny Jones, because of the concussion the week before, because you have a bad offensive line in this particular game, and there's no upside to him playing.
Right.
Like, it just, you can't, no one out there, so please don't call and try. There's no defense for Daniel Jones playing the fourth quarter of yesterday's game.
The defense, even though I don't agree with it, was what Carl was saying.
Yeah, but it's a bogus defense. It's the 60-minute
thing.
Them
working together?
It's garbage.
Continuing to develop chemistry?
It's garbage. We all know it's garbage. That's not going to make them any better for this Sunday.
I tweeted this out. I forget at what point in the game. Get him out. Like, the risk isn't
worth it. I think you
tweeted
one drive too late.
Yeah, one drive too late is what I tweet. Look at you following my Twitter.
No, here's the problem. You must tweet so often because I sometimes get your tweets, no joke, 10 hours later.
Did you get my steak tweet from Saturday night?
Yeah, I responded to it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see what I wrote back?
No, what'd you write back? I tweeted out a steak asking, is this rare enough? Because I've been criticized that I get my steak well done or medium well.
Yeah.
So we went out for a nice family dinner. The boys did a good job. I'm proud of them. And I wanted to make sure that the meat was rare enough.
But yeah, you made a terrible mistake in tweeting that out.
What was the mistake?
You didn't look at the very photo that you tweeted out.
I looked at the photo. I'm looking at it right now. I got my mashed potatoes.
Yeah, why don't you tell people what's in the back right of that picture?
Oh, the best part, the lobster tail.
So Biggs over here tweets out, is my steak cooked well enough?
That's right.
Totally ignoring the fact that he's going surf and turf.
Yeah, what's wrong with surf and turf?
Surf on the turf.
Yeah. You're damn right. We're going out to dinner. Daddy's treating himself. What's wrong with that?
Surf on the turf.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it was awesome.
I was eating Hamburger Helper this weekend.
Wait a second.
My man's out there gloating, not about having the medium rare steak, but showing off in the background the surf part of surf and turf.
This was the first time in like forever, actually forever, that my entire family and my boys, a one-year-old and a five-year-old, went out to dinner.
Yeah.
So you're damn right I'm going balls to the wall.
Yep.
So what's wrong with the surf and turf?
To say you ignored the surf and turf in the picture.
What was I supposed to say? Oh, by the way, I got a little surf along with my turf.
Well,
I have to point that out?
It was right there, untouched.
So was it medium well enough? Did I cook the meat?
Untouched.
What do you mean?
The lobster was untouched.
First
like you're saving
all,
it.
I was.
Like you took it home.
No, I went... Sir, I went turf,
and
then I went surf.
Got it.
I go one at a time. Oh. I take my time when I'm enjoying something.
Okay, listen, why not just get it Oscar style and put the crab on top while you're at it? I go for the whole Magilla right there, right? I think it's nice to you and your family had a nice, beautiful, grade-A dinner.
And I even mentioned
it. Did you enjoy it medium rare?
Yes, I actually did.
All right,
and I think
now
you guys,
you're a medium guy.
You guys have brought up a very good point. I even had a whole conversation with the waiter. I said, listen, I like medium well. Medium well, but I've been criticized that I got to go medium rare, and she helped me out.
Good.
She said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go medium.
Nice.
I said, let's go medium.
Cut it in the middle.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And I went medium.
It's like talking to a 9-year-old about his first experience with steak. That's what it's like.
Is it?
Mosey, Connecticut on the Fan. Big Mo, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
All good, kid. What's up?
Listen, man, let me just vent for 1 second.
Yeah.
Giants fan here. Like I said, I have everybody coming to my house every Sunday to watch games, and I know nothing but Cowboy fans. And my brother, all his friends are Rams fans.
Okay.
So now everything here is come over here and just rub on Mo. You know what I'm saying? Just talk. But let's give it to Mo.
Right.
So my question to you guys is, now my cousin booked these tickets a couple weeks ago before I knew the team was garbage.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've been having this thing since last year. Let's go see the Raiders and Giants play. Okay. He bought the ticket. Now all of a sudden, I want to go there just to see you guys spank a pig. Okay, I don't even want to see the game.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to meet you guys so long.
Okay.
So how can I get through this on that Sunday afternoon where he's bringing his lawn chair and he's going to sit in the middle of the parking lot and just gloat Raiders gear on all day long?
By the way, I think you could bring the lawn chair to Reds, too. I'm not 100% on that, but I don't see why not. So here's the deal. The FSU Fest is on. We'll be effing some stuff up in the parking lot, Giant-related stuff most likely. Okay. So game on. We'd love to meet you. I think officially the FSU Fest starts at 10 a.m., but I think you can get there at 9 a.m. I'll confirm that for you in the next couple of days. I think that's the deal. And if you want, Mo, as a diehard Giant fan who's feeling it right now, if you would like to be the honorary first spanker of the day, it'd be our pleasure to give you that honor.
Say no more. Say no more. I would love to get my hands and spank all over that pig.
All right, so you don't even hold on. Just make sure you're out there. The pig spanking starts at 10 a.m.
Also, to any Raider fan out there who's trash to Mo, your franchise has had one winning season in 18 years. Your franchise has made the playoffs once in 18 years. Are you really in any kind of position to be talking trash to a Giant fan?
This year they are, yeah.
This year, they're 4-2. They have a new head coach. You think they're winning that division? You think they're making the playoffs?
They apparently are the only racist, misogynistic, sexist human being that's ever done any business with the NFL.
Only one.
Yeah, he was the only guy.
Only one.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that on Friday. The NFL dumped that story on Friday when nobody was paying attention. And said that they reviewed all 650,000 emails involved in the Washington case.
Yeah.
And John Gruden was the only offensive email. He's the only guy. Oh, you're talking about sacrificial lamb, boy.
Oh, yeah.
And if I'm now, see, I don't subscribe to this behavior, but I'm interested when other people do. John Gruden got put up on the stake. It was the Salem witch trials. And he's the only guy that went down.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else. Not even Bruce Allen.
No, he already lost his job.
Not Daniel Snyder.
What's to bring Bruce Allen down?
Nobody else has suffered the slings and arrows this year but John Gruden. And I do know there was a settlement with the Raiders, so he's fine financially. But reputationally, he's the only guy.
Right.
And the NFL, literally, I'm not making this up, you can look it up, came out on Friday and said, there's not another single
laughable,
objectionable email
laughable
in the lot.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm sure.
Okay. If you're John Gruden, that's got to bother you.
Sure.
That's bad enough I got hosed.
You want to bring it down?
John Gruden could bring down ESPN.
He could bring it all down, but if you're John Gruden,
and others,
if you're John Gruden and you're probably getting a lot of money from the Las Vegas Raiders to go away, don't you want to just go away? If you're vengeful, sure, you can make this real ugly. But that real ugliness could bring out more ugliness from you and cause you more embarrassment.
Like, could it get uglier for him? He's been accused of being a racist?
It could get worse, sure.
Like if you're John Gruden, what's worse than being called a racist, a sexist pig, and a misogynist?
Just more evidence of it, that's all.
Public's already made up his mind.
Yeah, but
public's not going to change.
Why not go away and take your money? Why not go away?
He still gets his money. He got his money.
Yeah, but why cause the risk of anything else that could happen with trying to bring it down?
Well, if I'm John Gruden, I've got a bone now with Roger Goodell.
Would you be vengeful?
It's hard to say. I don't, like I said, I don't subscribe to doing that. I'm not a rat. I know I did something, but look what that guy did.
Right, right.
Even through my crap, I never did that.
What's
right?
the good that comes out of it if you do it?
That's what I'm saying. But I understand that the mentality of, wait a minute, I'm the only guy. The only guy. You're putting all of it on me. Okay. You want to play that game?
Right.
We could play that game.
Sure. He knows where the bodies are buried.
Dude, he's got the responses to his emails.
That is true.
Right?
Yeah. It's just the
whatever emails he sent that got him in trouble, I'm sure he's got the response.
I'm sure he can. I guess it comes down to, what do you want to do? Because here's the other thing. As unlikely as it may seem right now, John Gruden could go away, never be heard from, and then slowly get some kind of job. I predicted to you it could be in college football, not a Division I program or not a big-time program, but a program. If you try to bring everyone down, now you're never working
again.
Well,
then you've made your deal with the devil.
Right.
So, right. I'm walking away with the money, and I'm taking everybody right. with me.
So do you hold out the hope of, look, if I could just shut up, go away, who knows? Maybe I can make some kind of comeback in 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to. But, yeah, maybe if you do want to, that's certainly the right way to go.
You eliminate any chance of that. Once you burn it down.
For sure. For sure. It'd be interesting. I'm sure there's got to be a part of them saying these sons of bitches, really. They're putting everything on me.
Do you really think all of these other emails that probably feature some scandalous stuff will remain unknown? You don't think it will leak out at some point, some way, somehow?
I certainly thought that it was going to, but nothing's leaked out since, the NFL lawyer saying, basically, I got you back.
It's been a week.
Yeah, but a week's a lot of time.
We'll see.
Anyway, if you didn't see that on Friday, that and, of course, the big news from the NFL outside the Giants sucking is Aaron Rodgers, whoop-de-doo, scores another touchdown. And there's a woman in Chicago who he makes kind of eye contact with who gives him the Eli Manning, a.k.a. the double bird.
Eli Manning.
So in response to this random gal giving him the double bird, he yells 3 or 4 times, I own you people. I've always owned you. I still own you.
He's not wrong.
There you go.
He's not wrong.
So if you thought his competitive juices weren't flowing anymore, he was locked in on that
crowd. I don't blame him, man. I mean, if this really is the final ride as a Green Bay Packer, then you're damn right you're going to remind Chicago Bear fans who owns who.
More of your calls coming up. The Giant debacle. The coach speak afterwards. And is there an end in sight? Well, the end in sight is known as Sam Darnold and the Carolina Panthers. And when they were 3-0, and when the Broncos were 3-0, an attractive bald guy said on this radio station,
they're not any good.
They both suck. Paper Tigers.
You have said that.
Have either one of those teams won since then?
Since that moment? No, I don't think so.
The answer is no.
I think the answer is no.
I did the research. I made the comment. The answer is no.
Just saying. I'm just saying. It happens. It happens, Evan. I'm sorry that it happens, but it happens.
I'm not. I'm mad at you.
3-0, Corey.
When you're right.
The 3-0.
When you're
Robbie
right.
Anderson's the best receiver in football.
Well, first of all, I mean, Carolina's been damaged by not having Christian McCaffrey. That's number one.
Duh.
And number two, from what I watched of that Carolina game, it was backed up. Sam Darnold had like 8 drops in that game from receivers. With that said, I don't mind when Craig's right. I mind when Craig doesn't talk about how wrong he is.
Yeah.
The Jets are going to win 10 games. Deshaun Watson's going to be a Dolphin.
Just like
what?
Just like Joe Judge said, there's a lot of football left.
Don't do that.
There's a lot of play left.
There's a lot of play left, all right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Kyrie Irving is not letting the vaccine get in his way of playing ball. He was playing a little flag football, Ev. Did you enjoy that team's even out? Or is not your thing?
That does.
Little pickup football game?
That does.
Jersey High School? My man, look good, too.
That does concern me. I mean,
why, by rolling ankle?
Possible, yeah, or worse, isn't it possible that he plays basketball this year for the Nets?
Oh, just slim or not. Man play some pickup football.
Oh, really? Where's Aaron Boone?
What are we doing?
Where's Aaron Boone? Ask him about playing pickup basketball. See what he thinks about that.
Because one guy busted his knee. Kyrie Irving can't play a little flag or a pickup football.
I'd prefer him not, actually, yeah.
You'd prefer him not.
Well, first of all, I prefer him playing basketball for my team.
So now you have to put a needle in his arm and not play football.
I didn't say that.
Okay? So what else do you want to, what else you want to dictate that this guy do?
Isn't there something in his contract that he can't?
I don't know. A lot of contracts have, you can't do certain things that, like, you can't high glide.
Okay. Can you play flag football if you're in the NBA or Major League Baseball?
I don't know.
Was Aaron Boone allowed to play pickup basketball?
Probably not. Okay. Actually, he wasn't.
So I'm asking a fair question, right?
Well, I mean,
is Kyrie Irving, not that
you're
Kyrie
murking
cares.
The waters on it, but all right.
I'm murking the waters?
So here's what you want to do. Maybe he's now violated his contract and the Nets can walk away.
I don't want to do that.
Well,
I haven't
why I
told
the question.
You. I'm saying that I prefer him not play pickup football.
Why? It's so much fun.
Because I want him to be healthy in case, God forbid, something changes.
I wish
he could play basketball for my team.
I wish I could play some adult flag football.
Well, you could play. We could play a game. Want to play a game? Let's go. We'll organize it.
I would love to play a game of flag football.
A baseball league for 10 years. I'm pretty sure I could organize a football game.
Carton versus Roberts?
No, we're teams. I thought
so
we're teammates.
I'm asking. I don't know what you wanted to do there. Like, you want us to put, if we were just putting together a team, you wouldn't get much playing time, but we could certainly do that. If you want to create a team to go against my team.
Yeah, I'd create a team.
That's the only shot you're playing.
Yeah, now I'm going to create a team against you.
Okay, done. Done and done. We'll pick a Saturday in the next 3 weeks.
Big Max on my team.
Oh, is he your first round draft pick?
No, is that
great.
A draft
he's all
pick?
Yours, you can have him.
He's a free agent. He's agreed to play for my team.
Great. Good. Bad decision on your part, free agent, but enjoy yourself.
Well, who are you going to bring?
You think that is going to be good at flag football?
Here's the difference between you and I. The difference between you and I is that you're thinking about, I want the best players to crush people.
There's no blocking
I'm thinking
in flag
about
football.
Friends. C-Mac's a good dude. We drove to Boston together. I like him, so I want him on my team.
Fine. We will create a Carton versus Roberts flag football game
damn
for
right.
that one of these upcoming Saturdays.
And you know who's joining my team?
And Carton's in trouble.
You're damn right he is.
How?
C-Mac coming off the edge.
There's...
Yep.
Okay.
All right. I just confirmed that I was another signing for Team Roberts. We're pleased to welcome Anthony Carton is joining Team Roberts. Oh, is it Lucky too? Okay. The whole Carton family is playing for Team Roberts with me and C-Mac.
Let me see that
text.
What
you got so far?
There's no text. I know Lucky didn't sign that text. Anthony might have. Anthony might have. Lucky didn't sign that
I have
text.
Not recruited them yet. I was going to. But I'm waiting.
I'll keep my family on my team. No problem. I might even let Lucky play quarterback.
Well, he's good.
Yeah, now you got no shot.
Play quarterback.
That's all. Now you've got no shot at all. Yeah.
We'll see.
The recruiting has begun, by the way.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Let me text Anthony. He's going to get to Lucky and tell Anthony, hey.
Tell Anthony he can be quarterback for your team. here's Chris in Manhattan on the fan. Chris, what's up?
Yeah, all of a sudden, no excuses, no busted shoulder, no rotator cuff, no nothing. You're perfect to go.
No, I got a torn rotator cuff. Everyone knows about that.
Oh,
nah,
well,
nah. Yeah. Chris, here's what he's going to do.
So if you lose, that's the excuse.
Exactly. See, this is what the way Craig works. He agrees to play because he's a big, tough guy. Then when or if things go bad, then he whips out the injuries. He doesn't whip out the injuries initially. You got to learn the book of cards.
I go in acknowledging my injuries, but I love to play. See, that's why I don't get guys that don't love to play. Mm-hmm. Because as you get older, it's, you know, it's not that it's taken away from you, but there's less opportunity, you know, less, fewer guys that want to play.
Right.
Like my father-in-law plays in an over 60 basketball league, you know, not like once a week. It's great, right? Like I'm scared of the day when I don't play some type of sport somewhere.
You love doing it.
I love doing it.
I'm with you, same way.
So,
and I'm not even good at it, and
game
I love doing
on.
It. Yeah.
If I may drop some fighting words on you, game on, bitch.
By the way, Lukey's on your team because when he was over, I threw him a perfect pass.
Yeah.
And he, like, went through his hands, and he blamed the darkness.
Well, I can't see. There's no lights.
You said everyone's a free agent. I didn't sign him.
Well, I think you have to sign.
No, I don't have to sign.
Nah, out of respect.
No. He could come watch the
game.
You're
going to leave him unsigned?
Are you?
I already signed C-Mac. I'm busy.
You can have them both. I don't care. Here's Randy in Farmingdale. Randy, what's up?
Hey, Craig and Evan.
What's up?
Hi.
Hi. I've been a long time listening to both of you guys on both of your shows in the past, and I want to say you guys do a phenomenal job together.
Thank you very much. Like I said, you got to give new shows 12 to 18 months, and then you never turn it off again.
I thought it was 3 years.
You guys are great when you first came on. I thought that from day one.
Thanks.
But listen, let me get right into it with these Giants. Here's the problem with John Maron, how he set this team up. You got Dave Gettleman, who's in his fourth year as general manager. You have a quarterback in Daniel Jones, who's in his third year quarterback, and a head coach in his second year.
Yep.
So we all think, you know, Dave Gettleman's going to be fired at the end of the year like he should. But what are you going to do with the coach and the quarterback? I guess you're going to have a new
well, I think, decide, if you, like, I think it's a fair question, Randy. Here's where you're at. So if everyone agrees the GM is gone, I don't think necessarily that Joe Judge is gone, but the Gettleman's gone. Whoever you bring in to be the general manager, he's going to want to bring his own coaching staff. But even if you put that to the side, it's not as if the Joe Judge, Patrick Graham coaching combination has won anything. It hasn't. Garrett's clearly going to be gone as well. Here's the only question that matters is, what does that new executive think about your quarterback? Well, because if you think he's got the goods, if surrounded by talent, he'd be a top 10 quarterback in the league, which is what your goal's got to be. The new guy's got to decide that.
Well, what I don't understand is, let's say they bring in this unnamed new guy, right? The new young executive that John Mara hands him the keys to the organization and says, let's go. If that guy is that good and that open-minded, he's going to look at Daniel Jones, he's going to look at Joe Judge, and he's going to make a decision on them.
Yeah.
And maybe
I think that could be mutually exclusive. I don't think that it's got to be... They're both here. They're both
gone. I didn't say that, but what I'm saying is the guy can look at what's here and make a decision. I've watched Joe Judge over 2 years. You know what? I kind of like him. I'm going to keep him around.
I'm just asking, it's not for factual. It's just where you'd come from. Are you going to judge Daniel Jones' first 5 games this year? Do you judge him on the failures like yesterday? Like, overall, what do you think the average executives are going to think today about Daniel Jones?
There are a lot of factors when deciding on your quarterback that don't include just your quarterback. And what I mean by that is, you're going to have 2 picks in this draft. You're going to evaluate this draft. If there's no quarterback that you love in this draft, if there isn't a guy that you're standing on the table saying, that's my guy, then yeah, you bring Daniel Jones back another year and you give it another year to see if he's your guy. If there is somebody who you love, there's somebody that you're like, oh my God, this is my guy, then you dump him. Like, it doesn't have to be exclusive to, okay, how do you view Daniel Jones in the 3 years he's been here? 3 years that featured a completely different head coach in year number 1, a different head coach in OC in year 2 and 3. Like, it can be related to how you view you can get better at the position. Let's say, no jokes, Russell Wilson is available. Let's say he really is.
Yeah. Well,
you as the new GM may say, let me go get a franchise quarterback. He's right there, and I think I got 7 or 8 more years left of him. So I think that decision around Daniel Jones isn't as simple as, okay, let's evaluate the games he's played this year. Let's evaluate the games he played in year number one. Let's evaluate the 32 games he's played to this point. He's 9-23. Okay, those are his numbers.
Yep.
I think a lot of it also involves, well, how do I get better at the position if this isn't my guy?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting for the Jets and for the Giants, because most people tell you that next year's draft is a defensive-heavy first-round draft. There's always going to be a couple quarterbacks that you've probably never seen play, or maybe you've just started heard about, like the kid at Ole Miss, the kid at Liberty, a couple of these guys that are all of a sudden going to become,
right.
You know, oh, my God, I have to get this guy. But there's also, again, I'm not a draft guy, so I'm basing it on what draft sites are saying.
Right.
So I wanted to be clear about this. These are not my thoughts. I'm looking just overall what, you know, people are saying about the 22 NFL draft. There's like 3 or 4 stud offensive linemen, right, supposedly, in this draft.
Sure.
So if you believe in your quarterback, we know the Jets do. The Giants, we don't know yet. You have a chance to immediately upgrade,
yeah,
your offensive line.
My whole
it's
point,
not sexy, but it's how you win.
And look, my whole point about, well, why can't a new guy keep Daniel Jones is that it doesn't have to be about the ego of that's not my guy. If you believe in him and you think he's a better option than the kids that are available in this draft or the veteran quarterbacks that are available via free agency or trade, why would the own ego of, well, that's not my guy, be the reason you, right, don't bring him back?
I agree. And I think Daniel Jones can play.
I'm mixed about
Daniel
Jones.
And I think he's proven that over the first five games again.
Has he? Have you watched the last game and a half?
I think yesterday's game is a complete aberration for what he's done this year.
Craig, I agreed with you over the first 4 games until the last game and a half. He's been dreadful.
Yeah.
And so that's why when you say, hey, do you believe in Daniel Jones? Dude, I am completely mixed on him.
You're also talking about, you know, he lost Saquon 2 weeks ago, right? He lost his starting left tackle. He's got Nate Solder out there, who clearly doesn't belong out there. There are other things that do go into why he has had a lousy 6 quarters of football.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want me to do this?
What?
All right.
What?
What?
Here's
you think Sam Darnold? No, hold on 1 second.
Hold on 1 second.
Hold
Annie.
On. Annie,
apparently,
I apologize.
Doesn't like talking to female callers.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
I'm sorry, Annie. Hold on.
Maybe I won't do it right now. You know what? Let's go to. I'm going to save this for a different day.
Yeah.
But
so
I think
go to
you
Bobby
should
D
take
instead?
A. Well, no, go to Annie.
That's so disrespectful to Annie.
I think what you need to do, so you're ready for this discussion, it shouldn't happen today.
Okay.
Is I want you to look back at Sam Darnold's time with the Jets and Daniel Jones' time so far with the Giants, and I want you to compare them and tell me if you see a great difference. That's your homework assignment.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Okay.
I mean, listen, I can't go to bed early tonight. I've got homework I have
just
to do.
Just do it, and then get back to me and
but
tell me.
I also have to watch episode 6 of a Squid Game tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm up to. I just got past the marble episode. Did not like the marble episode at all. I'm up to, they claim that's like the greatest episode. I did not like the Marvel episode.
Did you ever watch a show called You?
No.
You was a show. It was so sick and twisted that came out a few years ago about this guy who's obsessed with this girl, stole her phone, knew everything about her, seduced her, and I think ultimately killed her. Not to give away season 1.
Sounds like a great show. I don't want to watch.
Okay. So this show is continued on. They just debuted season 3 of You.
Okay.
It is so messed up.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you. It's off to a flying start,
right.
2 episodes in.
A lot of killing and stuff.
Well, I apologize for giving away season 1. My apologies.
Yeah, you
kind of did. Apologize.
You just
about
said that she dies.
Yeah, I made a mistake. She didn't really die.
I know how that ends.
Go back and watch season 1 and then season 2. If you like bleeped up shows, and clearly you do.
And it's just called You?
It's called
Y-O-U.
You. Y-O-U.
All right.
All right,
when
check
I'm
it
done
out.
With Squid Game, I'll watch You.
So you got 2 homework assignments. You're going to
compare. I'm not watching You tonight.
Daniel Jones is first 32 games as a Giant to Sam Darnold's 38 games as a Jet. Great assignment. And then when you're done, if you have some free time, as like an extra credit.
But I'm up to the next episode.
I want you to watch You.
But I'm not going to watch You until I finish Squid Game.
I get it. I'm not saying all tonight.
Okay.
But in the next few weeks.
Yeah. Squid Game. The Marvel episode was effed up. I just didn't. It just kind of sat there for me.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's.
Isn't the whole show effed up?
Yeah. Part of it's kind of cartoonish to me.
Isn't the whole show about just
like, it's not
killing
scary
people?
At all. Like, a lot of people die, and yet it's not scary.
Why? Is it not scary because it's not realistic?
I don't know. They're just not scary.
Is it because it's not in the language that you're familiar with?
No, I watch it in English.
Oh, you're watching it with the dubs?
Yeah, I don't want to read it. I want to hear it.
Gotcha.
If I wanted to read, I'd go to the library. And I love the library. It's one of my favorite places to go.
What do you like
going? The New York Public Library is one of my favorite buildings in the world.
I love the library. It's one of my favorite places.
The library is, I mean, money. I love the library so much.
Yeah.
Here's Bobby D. in Mayapack. Bobby, what's going on?
Hey, guys. You know, here's the bottom line. If you're the ownership and you got to say, are these the guys, do I have faith in them to go forward? If not, you don't wait to the end of the year to fire these guys in January. You do it now so you get a head start to go with your system.
And I got no problem with that, Bobby. I'm all for that. I have no problem saying, listen, we don't like what we see. It hasn't gotten any better. You know, why wait 3 months and make Giant fans go through that? We're cutting cord today. I love it.
And the thing is, you guys are the experts. Okay, how many of Bill Belichick's assistants have made good head coaches?
None.
I really don't know.
But that's
zero.
Bobby, you're not wrong
well
when you
played,
look
sir.
At the Belichick tree. But is that your reasoning now for never interviewing guys from the Belichick tree? Like, is that what we're going to do now?
Well, I don't care if you interview them, don't hire them.
No more drafting USC quarterbacks. That doesn't work. And no more hiring anyone who ever looked at Bill Belichick. Is that really what we're going
to
do?
I think you'd be silly to do that because why eliminate any candidate? That being said, there are guys that go through the Belichick program and get opportunities, and not a single one of them has had any type of long-term success.
I understand that the Belichick tree, for the most part, hasn't given these great benefits. But what does that mean when people make that point? Does that mean, because I want to further this
discussion. We haven't found the next Bill Belichick.
Okay, so you're not going to interview anyone from a Belichick staff? Is that,
well,
is that the declaration?
That's what Bobby said.
Well, you agreed with him.
No,
so I'm
asking you that. I don't think if you're looking to hire the best, I think it's every stone's got to be unturned.
Okay.
But I would be reticent now to hire a Belichick disciple because I now have a pretty good framework of history showing that the six guys that did get a chance, none of them panned out.
Dude, I'm not disagreeing.
Maybe that's Belichick's fault that he doesn't prepare them.
Maybe.
Because he's all-encompassing, all decisions there.
Maybe.
I don't know. I know what's happened thus far, and sadly, it has not proved to be a winner.
I get it. I understand it. I guess it just goes back to when I hear, hey, why would you draft a quarterback out of USC? Why would you do this or that based on the track record?
Right.
I'd say, well, what does that mean? Does that mean
it's like
you
a trend
want to
handicapper.
Never do it again?
Like the next
And what
great...
do you think of trend handicappers?
What's that?
And what do you think of trend handicapping?
Oh, I'm not a fan of it. But I know that it exists.
Okay, I know it exists.
Like what the New York Giants did in 1977 at home as a dog against an NFC team coming off three straight wins. It means nothing.
Exactly. So what does it mean when we say, okay, Belichick tree stinks?
Well, who said that? I didn't say that. Bobby said it.
And you said, I agree.
No,
I'm asking
I
a question.
Said I would be reticent to blindly hire a Belichick guy.
You should. Do you
because
think,
that's how they got Joe Judge.
Do you think the Giants blindly hired Joe Judge because of Belichick?
I
don't. Here's what I think happened. I think they were blown away by his interview. Now, we can laugh at that now because it hasn't worked, just like we laugh about...
How many
times
do you think he said right there in the interview?
Oh, I think he was much calmer. I bet you he presented himself in a great way during that interview. And I think that's what... He lit up the room, as Fred Wilpon said about Art Howe.
I'll do you one better. I think that they back-channeled to Bill Belichick and said, what do you think about him?
Oh, I'm sure.
And I think Belichick loved him.
And I'm sure there's nothing...
But I think Belichick said, he's your guy, hire him. Diamond in the rough.
But is there anything wrong with that?
No,
of course you're
going to
ask.
Of course. Like, Belichick did not say that about all his guys.
Right. Eric Mangini, right?
He didn't. He told Mangini not to take the job. And the day Mangini took the job was the day Belichick cut him off. If you don't remember the history of that. And because Belichick cut him off, Mangini was then willing to rat Belichick
on
out.
On Spygate. Yeah,
on Spygate. That's how that played out. Like schoolgirls. Belichick was like, you're not ready or that's not the right job for you. When you are, you'll get the job. And to Belichick's credit, he's been pretty good about that.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Mangini said, I ain't turning it down.
Right.
Turned his back. I'm the Godfather.
I don't blame him, though. He's getting an opportunity.
So the Godfather said, you're dead to me. So, like a lot of rats these days, he turned out and said, Spygate, gotcha.
Right.
of course, you know, Belichick did win another Super Bowl.
By the way,
we're on our fourth coach since.
The other thing with the Belichick coaching tree is up until about 3 weeks ago, literally, we all thought Brian Flores was a hit.
Yeah, what are they, 1-5?
They're terrible now, but 2 years in, what did we think of Brian Flores?
Oh, he's the best up-and-coming, young, aggressive coach out there, right?
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with the premise that the Belichick coaching tree stinks. How could I argue with that? I think it's more of, what are you going to do about that? Does that mean you're just cutting the branches off and never interviewing anyone? Just like, are you blindly never going to draft a quarterback from USC ever again?
Well, you give it some thought, though. You certainly have to at least have the conversation. You have to say, all right, here are the five guys that came out of USC in the last 15 years. Which one of them would you want today? Answer, none. Is there something in the water there that we don't know about, right?
Yeah.
Like, who would you say? Would you say Leinart is the most successful?
No, Mark Sanchez was more successful than Matt Leinart.
No, you know who it is?
In the NFL?
No, it's obviously Carson Palmer.
Well, yeah, but you didn't mention Carson Palmer. You just said Leinart was more successful than Sanchez?
I meant Carson Palmer.
Oh.
I said Leinart.
Yeah, Carson Palmer had a more successful NFL career than Mark Sanchez.
Now,
he
Mark Sanchez went to two AFC championship games, and he's good-looking as all heck, and now he's on TV.
Carson Palmer had a good NFL career.
Yeah,
good NFL
career. Until the Steelers decide to attack his knees.
Van Olhoffen. Yeah. Remember that play?
Dirty play. Took out his knees, ended his career, essentially.
Yeah. That was a shame, man. That was terrible.
Bengals look pretty good these days, though, don't they?
They do. Looks like
they got 5-1.
They are 4-2, and they're about to play the Baltimore Ravens. That should be a very intriguing matchup.
The Ravens I tell you, Lamar Jackson's MVP of the league again.
You think so?
Playing like it. He's certainly.
How about their running game too? By the way, after all the injuries they suffered in the preseason, how well that's been.
Like, if you're a Giant fan, we've gone through this as the Jets too many times, so I want to put this on the Giants. The New York Giants could have drafted Patrick Mahomes. The New York Giants could have drafted Lamar Jackson. They said no because they had an aging Eli Manning who never misses a game to his credit. And they were like, oh, no, we'll be just fine.
You do have to wonder, though. You do have to wonder. And this is not a knock on Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, or even Matthew Stafford, because we're seeing it right now. When you go to a bad organization who doesn't know what the hell they're doing,
well said.
What happens to your career in it?
Right. Steve Young playing for Tampa is a no-name. Steve Young going to the Walsh system in San Francisco, and Jerry Rice is now a Hall of Famer.
I mean, but think about it. Patrick Mahomes, and I think Patrick Mahomes is all world despite all the picks this season, despite all that. This is a kid who sits his first year and gets coached by Andy Reid with weapons all around him.
Yeah, it's different.
Here's how I got to adjust with a Lamar Jackson offense. It's not a knock on those guys.
And I know we got to take a break, but what Harbaugh did is even more amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They had, for a minute, the highest paid quarterback in the history of the game who did win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
And they said, your time's up. Goodbye. Just peace
not
out.
Not easy to do, and look what happened.
Because we got a guy that we think could be special.
Right.
No guarantee he was going to be special.
The Giants had a very difficult time doing that. Yeah. Now, I think the Giant fans had more of an attachment to Eli than the Raven fan did with Joe Flacco. I think Eli was a better quarterback than Joe Flacco. With that said, they cut that Band-Aid off much quicker than the Giants ever did.
Yep. Well, so that's how it plays out, and that's why you're sitting at 1-5 and trying to figure out who gets fired first.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning.
MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.